Hi, everybody. Welcome. This is Sharon Jeffers, and you're listening to the Mystic Oracle Radio Show. For those of you that are new today and haven't heard my show before, you might want to go check out my website at starofthemagi.com. Show is based on an ancient science that reveals that the regular deck of 52 playing cards was originally a calendar, and it was used for timekeeping. And in that way, it aligns perfectly with our yearly calendar, which took a while to get to where it is. And you can look at that on my website as well if you go to the link on the nav bar that says the cards. I explain how there are 52 cards in the deck and 52 weeks in the year and four suits and four seasons and so on and so forth. There's even more information than that. I should probably update that a little bit. But you were born on one of those days. Each one of us were. And so we have a card that we associate with as our birth card. And that birth card begins a 13-card life path. That life path reveals to us who we are, what our character is, what our soul's journey and purpose is, what our life's journey is, and how we interact with the world, and where we are in time as we move from birth to death. It's extremely, perfectly, totally accurate, mind-blowingly so. And everyone who knows this system will agree with that. On my show, I often have a topic that I start out with, and the lines are open for people to call in for short readings. If you do call in for a reading, and it's a personal reading, I need the month and day of your birthday, and your age, your present age. If you have a birthday next week, you tell me your age now, okay? And then if you want a little compatibility insight, you give me your month and day and the other person's month and day, and I don't need the age for that. I like to keep the readings brief because I like as many people to call as possible. And one of the topics today, even though I've been digging around in everybody's birthday and politics and looking at their cards presently and, you know, what happened with Hillary after her birthday and which she had in October, end of October. I really want to talk about relationships because my book, Cards of Destiny, was released in Japan in Japanese by a publisher there at the end of November. Or sometime in November, I don't actually know when. And they just asked me for my relationship book. So I've been working on that. They want to release it in the summer. And I sort of want to talk about that, you know, because it's a topic of interest, great interest to me, which many topics are. But I think it'll be refreshing to talk about relationship instead of politics right now. However, I'm totally open to engaging with any questions or comments you have about the politics that are going on at present time. Oh, I have a caller. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
My name is Darcy.
Darcy, where are you?
I'm in British Columbia in Canada.
Oh, in Canada. How cool. And what can I tell you today?
I would just like to see what the year is going to be shaping up for me, like for 2008.
When's your birthday?
July 18th, and I'm 49. I'll be 50 this year.
You're presently 49. Great. That was very good. Thank you.
10 o'clock.
So July 18th makes you the 10 of clubs.
Yep.
You already know your cards?
Yeah, I know I'm the Ten of Clubs. I'm the communicator. It's what I do for a living, actually. I'm a writer.
You what?
I'm a writer.
You are a writer. Wonderful. And you know that your planetary ruling card is the Five of Clubs?
I did not know that, no.
Okay, so I'm going to suggest that you write these down.
Okay.
And then you, if you go to my website and look under the cards, and you scroll down, you'll see that I have defined the four personal significators, which are your birth card, your spirit card, your planetary ruling card, and your soul card.
Okay.
So your spirit card is the Jack of Spades, and your soul card is the Four of Spades.
Okay, so the Jack of Spades.
So those four cards play very significant roles in your life.
Okay, so Five of Clubs then?
Excuse me?
Five of Clubs was which?
Your planetary ruling card.
And the Jack of Spades was spirit?
Your spirit card, and the Four of Spades is your soul card.
And Four of Spades, okay.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So let's see what's going on here.
Well, I've
got two queens displacing you.
Pardon me?
Okay, so do you work with women or address your writing toward women, or have you...
I try not to, but it always happens that way.
Uh-huh, because this year, that's a really good idea for you.
Okay.
To tap into women, you know, where they feel and how they take action. Do you do nonfiction books? I feel like that's true.
I do a lot of business writing.
Business writing, okay.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I feel a strong theme of having to do with action.
Okay.
Being a key for you in that. Oh, my God. Okay, so each year our cards move around, and this year, age 49, you have the Queen of Hearts and the Queen of Spades sitting in your two first houses, and then you have your card, the Ten of Clubs, sitting in the Queen of Spades house. So that's three queens right there.
Wow.
Who do we have left? The Queen of Clubs.
Oh, Diamonds. Where was Diamonds?
She's displacing your Five of Clubs.
Okay.
So there's a lot of queen energy, and that's why I asked you about women.
Uh-huh.
You know, this kind of energy, I mean, this year for you is very much about you taking your self-mastery to the next level through some sort of discipline.
Okay.
I would imagine it's easy for you to be disciplined on one hand, and on another hand, you have a lot of energy that likes variety and exploration.
Definitely.
Yeah, so probably a balancing back and forth with that. It feels to me like you're going to embark upon something new in your work. Now, you're already halfway through this year, so some of what I'm saying could have already happened. You are in your Saturn cycle, your 52-day Saturn cycle, which began on February 12th.
Okay.
Are you familiar with the cards in this way at all?
Am I familiar with the which?
With the cards, this system I'm using?
Fairly familiar, but I don't know enough about it to do it myself.
Okay, so Saturn is about... Saturn teaches us our lessons each year. And Saturn also represents foundations. You have amazingly powerful cards in Saturn. You went in there on February 12th, and you stay there until April 5th. And you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The Ace of Diamonds, the Eight of Diamonds, the King of Diamonds,
Woo-hoo.
And the King of Hearts. Now, all these diamonds tell me that you could experience a tremendous amount of success right now, and anything that gets established, sorry, I had a car accident. I have a little bit of a concussion still.
Oh, no, you poor thing.
Tripping over my tongue. Anything that you establish during this time is going to bring you great good fortune and it will be long-lasting.
Good.
This is a very powerful time for you to be engaged in business.
Good. Now, does this... I don't know if you can see this, but I've written a non-fiction book. like, I mean, a fiction book.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be sending it out shortly. Do you know if that ties into any of this?
Sure. Anything that you did right now would be supported by this.
Okay. So between now and April 5th, it's got to be done.
Yes. Now, you know that Mercury is retrograde right now.
I know. I hate Mercury retrograde.
Well, it's
okay,
Mercury retrograde. A lot of us hate Mercury retrograde, but I want to say something about that for everyone, because Mercury retrograde doesn't have to be a bad thing, especially right now. It's in Aquarius, I think, or it was. I'm not sure if it's still in there, if it went back into Pisces, but it's really a time to step out with our individuality and first go in and explore, you know, the areas where we haven't done that and how we do want to do that.
Uh-huh.
Because when Mercury's retrograde, it's time to do anything that begins with R-E, you know, redo, re-edit, review, redecorate.
Well, I'm definitely redecorated, and I'm redoing my year-end, and then I'm going to re-edit my book and then send it off.
There you go. So do you have my book?
No, I don't, actually.
Oh, well.
I'm obviously going to need to get it.
Well, you could. It's informative relative to your personal cards and also the cards of the day. You can look ahead in the back half of the book to plan by looking at the energies that are there.
All right. Well, I found out about
also,
the show because of the web. You send me emails because I'm on your list for your website.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you get the card of the day then, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's good to choose a good day, you know, to send your book off. Send it on a powerful day.
Okay.
Like today
wouldn't
be the best day to do that. It could end up, you could send it to, you know, New York and it would end up in China or something. so it's kind of good to watch, you know. I don't like to put out paranoid feelings, but anything you do in this period now is going to be highly successful and greatly supported. And the more unique you are and the more you step out and really express that part of yourself, the better it will be for you.
Okay, great.
You want to break out any of any confines that you've, you know, restrictions you put on yourself in your expression, if that's true.
Okay.
And really let it rip.
You know what? I'm ready for that right now.
Great. Perfect. So by the end of this year, by your next birthday, you're going to have made some major adjustments in how you're communicating who you are through your writing.
Good.
And you're going to step into a more profound position of being a messenger to other people than you already are.
Yeah, I'm kind of getting the feeling about that one.
Yeah, so you just get to own that. And how fun is that?
I'm starting. I just kind of feel like I've been shoved into that position, but it's like, well, okay, obviously I chose this, so let's just go with it.
Well, I take it one step further. Embrace it and run with it.
Oh, I'm good at running.
I bet you are. You're a 10.
I'm good at running with things. This
yeah, rather than go with it, pick it up and run with it like a, you know,
okay,
an NFL football player, a quarterback.
Oh, CFL.
Just go.
Okay.
A running back, whoever they are. I'm not a football person.
Neither am I.
But, you know, just run. Pick it up, run, and have fun.
Perfect.
Okay?
Great. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
All right. Bye, Sharon.
Bye. I want to let you know that you can also email me at starofthemagi@earthlink.net if you have a question. Oh, BJ has a question. Oh, good. Call now. Well, you can assume whatever. You can call now, BJ. Speaking of emails, I just got one. Hello?
Hi, Sharon.
Yes,
this is Piper.
Hi, Piper.
Hi.
How are you?
I am not familiar. This is the first time I'm listening to you on BBS.
Well,
and
welcome and thank you.
Thank you. My birthday's January 1.
Your birthday is January 1?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Do you know what that means?
I'm 54 years old.
Well, you're the king of spades.
I am.
Wow. Okay. Do you know about the card system?
No, I do not.
Wow. There's only one King of Spades birthday in the deck, I mean in the calendar year, and that's January 1st, and the King of Spades is the most powerful card in the deck.
Wow.
I know. So you're 54, and you just had a birthday not too long ago. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
I'm going to look at your cards here. I see some drive toward accomplishing something with work. It could be something new or taking something to the next level. Is that true?
Correct.
Uh-huh.
It is something new to me. Well, new as of this moment. I had a particular type of reading done recently I was told I was to fulfill a contract for writing.
Writing?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And I have no idea. I'm just starting on this and thought I need some more guidance to understand more of it.
Uh-huh. I'll tell you something. Before you do anything, do you meditate?
Yes, I do. I just recently got back into meditating. In fact, I've created a space for me to meditate in and also some particular meditation music for me.
Perfect.
And that's all happened within the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, because when you had this birthday, you had some very profound, and I'm looking at cycles of time, okay? I'm
Correct.
Not laying cards out like fortune teller. I'm actually looking at charts of time. You had some very profound spiritual cards. Cards of spiritual initiation show up. And so this would be something that you would want to initiate yourself rather than wait for that to take you over in some way and force you to do it. So I feel that your guidance is going to come in a very mystical way for what you're going to be doing. I want to look at your seven-year cycle because you're 54, so you're in Uranus. Yeah, I would think last year you would have gotten inspired to write. Did you experience that?
No.
Really?
No.
Okay. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You do have the writer's card sitting in your house. It went in there when you turned 49. And it'll be there through 55. Doesn't mean it won't be there after that. So are you looking at making this a career?
No, I'm not looking at a career. This is something I'm doing for spiritual.
I feel like there's something going on here. Do you have someone really close to you on the other side?
Yes, I have several people on the other side I'm very close to.
Okay, because this is a man, and I'm telling you, I can't. When this happens, the cards don't mean anything. I'm looking at them, and it's like I might as well be looking at a bunch of dominoes on the table. Or a comic book. There's someone, it almost feels like a father. It's a very warm, loving male presence that I feel that wants to communicate with you.
I don't know. I do not know my real father. I have a stepfather since I was 6 years old. I have a brother, a grandfather.
A brother. Was he like a big brother?
He was actually my little brother. He passed away when he was 31.
But was he a support to you?
I'm sorry?
Was he a support for you? Were you close with him? Or was there something that didn't get resolved?
Him.
I don't usually do this on the radio. I feel a really strong presence of a male who wants to communicate with you. Are you there?
What does he have to say?
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
I don't know, but that, you know, I just know that there's something I need to do.
Oh, you don't want to have this conversation.
Okay.
Is that true?
No, I do. This is fine.
What do you mean there's something that you need to do?
No, what I'm saying is I know there's something, but I don't know what. I mean, I know there's writing.
Okay, wait a minute. Darcy, we're not communicating right now. And let me tell you why. Because you're hanging on to an idea of what you called me to receive in this phone call. And there's something else that wants to happen right now.
Uh-huh.
And you are the King of Spades. I understand this.
And my name is Piper.
Piper, sorry.
That's okay.
Sorry. I looked at the wrong part of the page. So Piper, I apologize for that.
Okay.
There's something else that wants to occur here. And so because there's a little bit of a block in the energy, I would really love for you to email me right now at starofthemagi.com, and I want to talk to you after the radio show, okay?
Yes, I will do so.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Okay, I did that because something else wanted to happen, and I don't want to take up everybody's time on the radio show trying to figure that out. And I want to be able to communicate clearly with her. I'm getting some emails here, and BJ, if you want to call in right now, this will be a good time to try. Here's someone. Tamara has a relationship question. She's the King of Clubs, and her husband is the Three of Diamonds. And they would like to have a baby. Okay, so I'm going to look at your cards. You just went into a new seven-year cycle, so let's look at that first. You're the King of Clubs, and you're a Libra, so you're the King of Clubs, Four of Hearts. King of Clubs. Oh, well, I see a little baby boy. Yum, yum, yum. And let's look at, that's in your seven-year cycle. Let me look at your yearly cycle. Yes, I see an unexpected conception. This could happen, your birthday's in October. Let's see when you go in. It could happen any time. And a very powerful time for this to happen would be in the summer. Okay, early summer. And then, hi, caller, can you hold on a second?
Yes.
Okay, good. So then, let me just look at, okay, you didn't put your husband's age, Tamara, so I can't look at his cards, but I do see conception in your cards, and I do see a little boy. Okay, so if you send me your husband's age, I'll do that. Okay, so hello, caller.
Hello.
Who's this?
Sandra.
Sandra, where are you?
I'm in Maine.
Maine.
Yeah.
How's the weather, darling?
Oh, my gosh, it's so much snow, it's crazy.
How will you do that?
Unbelievable.
Okay, so when's your birthday?
Mine is April 21st, and I am currently 39.
April 21?
Yes.
Okay, great. It's a little fuzzy, the connection, and you're 39 years old.
Yes.
Okay. April 21st is the King of Clubs. This must be a King Day here. And you're a Taurus, King of Clubs, Four of Hearts. Are you familiar with this system?
No, but I've been listening to your radio a little bit, so I'm trying to break myself in a little bit, but
oh,
no,
good.
I'm not.
You might want to go on my website. You can read about your cards.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So at 39, oh, you're sitting in a very interesting spot. It's a wonderful place for creativity and creative expression.
Okay.
However, if you're not engaging in that way, it can bring up feelings of either uncertainty or going back and forth about, do I want this or don't I want this? It can be mm-hmm. with relationship, it can be with home, it can be with a lot of things.
Yeah.
And there seems to be a drive to accomplish something, but maybe you're not quite sure what that is.
Yep.
That's what's happening?
Most certainly.
Yeah. Okay, let me look at your planetary ruling card. Okay, one of the things that's really important for you right now, you have the card of self-mastery sitting in your house, and I love it because a lot of times when people call, this shows up, and this is probably why. So I can tell you that it's really important for you to be engaged in some sort of form of self-mastery, like a meditation or some sort of process where you're engaging every day and you're taking steps every day toward, if it's, first of all, aligning with yourself, maybe that's what you do.
That's what I'm doing.
You're doing that?
Yes.
Good girl. So let me look then and see right now where you are in your 52-day cycles. You're probably close to Neptune, April 21st. Yep, you're in Uranus for 52 days, and you go into your 52-day Neptune cycle on the 28th of February. So let me see what those cards are. Okay, one of the things that I see that's been going on is a lot of change. Changes in values, changes in how you're thinking. Thinking about changing how you do things or the work that you do. Is that correct?
Yes, changing, a lot of changing in myself, how I view things, my whole system, basically, is all changed.
Yeah, this year is very much about that, okay? And when that's happening, it's more the time that you're in is more about experience and exploration and discovery and making those shifts within yourself and then around you in your life to reflect what's happened inside. Then it is about accomplishing things or establishing things.
Yeah.
Even though there's a strong desire to do that because you have some really great cards that want you to do that, right now you're in this five energy. That five energy is going to lead you to something new. You don't have to figure this out.
Okay.
If you try to figure it out, you'll make yourself crazy.
Yep.
I see that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It will emerge from you. So your job is to aim yourself inwardly.
Okay.
And let it emerge. Because, and you know, you don't have to expect the booming voice to come in and say, this is what you're going to be doing. You'll find yourself actually doing it.
Okay.
Okay. When you turn,
gifts are starting to open up. Do you see when that is going to happen? Because I'm hearing voices and of my spirit guides and feeling incredible amounts of energy and downloading and all that stuff. So do you know when that's going to open up full blown more? Or
big time when you have your birthday. Big time. A whole new relationship with yourself.
Around my birthday?
On your birthday.
Oh, on my birthday.
You're going to feel, when you go into this Neptune cycle on the 28th, mm-hmm. you are going to feel, you're going to become even more intuitive and downloading more. I suggest that you write all this stuff down if you're not.
Okay.
You should be just logging everything.
You mean like journaling?
Yes.
Okay.
Journaling is good. When you turn 40, you go into a Uranus year. It's going to kick everything into another gear. Things are going to move really fast. You're going to feel like you stepped onto a magic carpet because you're going into the Ace of Diamonds, Ace of Hearts house. So
okay.
Hang on and let go. hang on to the edges of the carpet and just, you know, feel the wind blowing in your hair. It's going to be a great ride.
Can't wait. I'm so excited.
And you're going to have a lot of things coming at you at once, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now,
I suggest that you meditate a lot and write things down.
I have one more question.
Okay.
I'm having trouble with finances right now. I just finished school. Do you see a job opening up for me anytime soon?
I see that could happen right away. Do you know what you want?
Not a clue. I just finished my business associate's degree, and it's been just beating me up for the last, I don't know, month and a half. Really just been looking for a job and applying online and just not having any luck at all, and we're feeling the crunch.
Well, I know if you can hang in there until your birthday. You have the Nine of Diamonds in Neptune, so I don't see that happening then. But I think if you can just hang on until your birthday, something will show up. Be real careful when you're in your Neptune cycle from the 28th till your birthday, because things aren't always as they seem.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you want to be careful with decisions that you make or choices. But once you have your birthday, you're going to have a lot of clarity and a lot of movement.
Okay.
Okay,
so
darling?
Hang on till then. Hang on till
be
then.
Be with the moment, really present, and let it, you know, give to you.
Will do. Thank you so much, and I will definitely check out your website. God bless.
Okay, you too. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
I just want to finish Tamara. I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing your name. She just sent me her husband's age is 39, and he's Three of Diamonds, Cancer, Three of Diamonds. Well, he's not having the easiest time of things. Okay, so little bit of challenge there for him to be a daddy. May feel a little stress. However, let me look further before I say that. I should have looked further before I said that. I'm thinking out loud. Yeah, there's a little bit of going back and forth. But here we go, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He's got the same thing. I think you're going to be surprised by conception, and it'll be a good surprise. Okay? Okay, we have another caller. Hello?
Hello?
Who's this?
It's Coco.
Coco!
Hi!
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. This is the first time I've listened to you.
Oh, well, welcome.
Isn't that fantastic? I'm so excited.
Well, I'm so happy that you're here. What can I do for you, darling?
Oh, well, you can give me a quick reading.
Okay. Remind me your birthday.
3/15.
3/15?
And I'm 60. I'm 60 right now.
You're 60.
I'll be 61 in March.
You're 60. 3/15, right. Pisces, Eight of Diamonds, 60, the magical year. Ooh, you got the Four of Diamonds in your house.
Well, it's almost over, though, darling.
It is.
Yes.
So let's look at 61.
Okay, 61.
Lots of changes. Have you been thinking about redecorating or something?
Well, I just cleared out the clutter of my house, but I don't necessarily want to redecorate.
Okay, well, any kind of movement in that way. I see 61 is a year where you could do a lot of traveling.
Oh. All right.
You're also going to want to have some accomplishments happening in your life, and I feel like anything that would bring you multiple streams of income would be a good thing to pursue. I am looking at your cards. Let's see. Oh, yeah. So are you thinking about engaging in some new type of work?
Well,
or doing something different or doing something?
Well, yes, I would like to. However, I don't really know what to pursue.
Okay, I'm getting a feeling that it has something to do with educating people in some way.
How interesting.
And, you know, it's good for you to be in the limelight just because of who you are. I mean, by your birthday and by your personality as well.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the King of Diamonds about behind you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, age 61 all year, and you're in the Jupiter line. You are going to engage in something new, and it will be very, very successful. So you may not know what that is right now, but I guarantee you it's going to show up.
Okay.
Because it's in your cards, and it is about the gathering of people.
Hmm.
Has something to do with people, bringing people together. I feel like there's something you know that would be very helpful for other people.
Hmm. Interesting. I can't for the life of me even feel
Can
what
that
is.
Can you speak a little louder?
I said, I can't even imagine what that would be.
Well, I want to invite you to not say that ever again.
Okay. I'm sorry. Thank you.
I want to invite you to say, you know.
I know.
What it is.
I know what it is. Okay. I will. Thank you very much. I accept your invitation.
Yes. Good. Thank you for doing that, because your whole life is going to go through a huge shift, age 61. A lot of things from the past are just going to disappear. You're going to turn around to grab them, and they won't be there.
Really?
Like in your own head. And
really?
Then you're going to go, whoa, look at all this space. And whew, something's going to come in. It's going to be a time of expansion, creativity, good fortune, change.
Right.
It's going to be amazing.
Really? Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
I guarantee you. You just have to open your arms really wide and say, here I am, come and get me.
Okay, I
You know
will.
That song by U... Who's that group? UB30... What was the name of that group?
Which
Here
one?
Here I am, baby.
Oh, right, right, right.
Come and get me.
Get
that song and play it.
I don't know.
UB30 or something. I don't remember. But anyway, you need that music, and you want to be singing that song. This needs to be your theme song for your new year, because it's going to be awesome.
Well, do you think that it'll happen before or after my 61st birthday?
Well, I'm looking at age 61, so
okay,
it's definitely
so
happening during that year.
March, okay.
Yeah, I mean, you're really close now. You're in Neptune.
I am.
So this is a time to dream. I always say that we're in that 52 days before our birthday.
Uh-huh.
It's like being in the birth canal.
Okay.
And we're dreaming. We're okay. Saying, you know, farewell to the year and looking at it and, you know, where we've
That's
been in the womb. And
yes.
Then we're looking ahead, not knowing a thing. And
okay.
dream. Let yourself dream.
Okay,
ask your spirit, ask your soul, what do you want to do? How do you want to be? What
mm-hmm.
do you want?
Mm-hmm.
Because
right.
they're going to be dancing. Let me just quick look at your soul card, and then we're going to go.
Okay.
And your soul card would be the Seven of Cups. Where is that? Oh, yeah, your whole way of thinking and being is going to change. And you are going to be communicating something very important that has to do with the marriage of heaven and earth, of spirit and matter. So
really?
You hold on to those words, okay?
What words are those again?
That what you're going to be doing
yes.
has to do with the marriage, the oneness
okay.
of spirit and matter.
Okay.
Heaven and earth.
All right.
Spiritual values and material values as one.
All right.
Okay?
I got it.
Thank you for calling.
Oh, I'm so excited that I'm even listening to you. This is wonderful.
Yay. Thank you.
Okay. See you soon, babe.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
I want to thank all of you for listening today, and I'm trying to keep the readings as short as possible. BJ, I know you're listening, and so I'm going to do your compatibility report right now. If I remember correctly, actually, I talked about this on my radio show last week. I thought I wasn't going to, but I did my radio show last week from Kauai on my cell phone, not something I thought I would ever do. It was fun. And So I did, it is in the archives that I talked about this. Your friend, born on February 24th, is the Ace of Diamonds. And you are the Ace of Clubs. This is fantastic because you're both aces, so automatically you understand one another. And that understanding is an unspoken experience that you have in your relationship. It's dynamic. A lot of forward-moving energy. You know, she's the visionary and, you know, you're the Einstein. So together you could actually change the world. When I put your cards together, we have a Two of Spades relationship. That's the card of friendship. It's a card of shared wisdom. It's a card of relationship and unity and spirituality. It's a wonderful relationship card. Anytime you have a two relationship card, you're going to have great communication and a wonderful connection with one another. Let's see. She is a Pisces. So her planetary ruling card is the Five of Diamonds. So let's do that card with your... I can hear something in the background on the radio, so whoever and whatever that is, if you could cut that noise, that would be great. Let's see. You're a Leo. Leo. Oh, right. I remember this from last year, Queen of Diamonds. So all your lessons together are going to come through your relationship and your communication and your connection with each other. So this is a really blessed relationship, and I feel like you have work to do, important work for the world, okay? If you have any questions about that, send me an email. I'm watching. Okay. So, we have a caller. Who's there?
Hello.
Hi.
Sharon, this is Analia.
Who?
Analia from Kauai.
Analia. How are you?
I'm great.
Aloha.
My internet's not the same thing. Sorry.
Your internet what?
What I was hearing over the internet is not apparently the same show that's going on now. Anyway.
Okay, I'm having a really hard time hearing you.
I turn up the volume. Is that better?
You're very blurry. I can't understand what you're saying to me.
Well, sorry. Maybe I'll call back, see if there's a better connection.
Oh, wait, I can hear you now.
Okay.
If you can speak up a little louder, that would be great.
Okay. That and turn the volume up.
Okay, good.
That better?
Yeah, you're not on a speakerphone, are you?
I could see if I could change that in just a moment.
Don't get on a speakerphone.
How's this?
Okay, when's your birthday?
5/14/40.
5/14, and your age?
67.
67. And are you calling to just find out what might be going on at the moment?
Yeah, this year.
5/14, you are, in your Uranus cycle. Okay. So, and you are Taurus. So, oh my goodness, you got a lot of moving parts, don't you?
I do.
Five of Diamonds, Jack of Clubs. Now you see her, now you don't.
Oh, wow.
A lot of energy. This is a good time for you to be connecting with other people to establish things this whole year of age 67. I'll tell you that right off the bat.
Okay.
Okay? Right now, you're in Uranus with the Queen of Hearts. Uranus usually brings about a lot of change or unexpected things. Looks like you have a little karma going on with somebody from the past. This could even be clearing up something with your mother that maybe you didn't do before. But, you know, there's something going on here. Someone showing up maybe from the past. And also, where is your Jack of Clubs. There, five of spades. Wow. So you've got a lot of change going on right now.
I can
Do
feel
you
that.
Work? Are you there?
Yes.
Do you work?
Yes, but that feels like it's all up in the air.
It is up in the air, big time. And it's probably going to change. And the change will be for the better because you're going to be doing something different. So really let yourself go with what's happening and trust. Okay?
Yeah, that big trust.
Yes, the capital T trust.
All capital
all letters trust. Big block letters, 10
yeah.
feet tall. Because, yeah, I mean, having the cards you have, in the first place, will create a lot of change and feelings of instability and uncertainty. When you have them in the Uranus cycle like you do, it's like adding about 10 sticks of dynamite to that.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
But the thing I want you to understand is whatever change is occurring is meant to be. And so the best thing you could do is just really step back and let go and just breathe. Just be with your breath, pay attention, and watch what unfolds, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right?
That sounds like a great
idea.
It's
a little bit of a wild ride right now.
Oh, it feels like about the only thing possible is just like, ugh.
Yeah, so all you can do is, you know, it's just like you got on a 50-foot wave and you weren't meaning to, and now you just stay on the board.
Sounds like quite a ride.
It is a ride. And I'll tell you something. It's going to be amazing. And there's lessons for you to be learning right now. And one of them is to let go.
Yeah.
And go with the change. If you resist it, you might as well just run 60 miles an hour and smash your face into a brick wall.
Ooh.
I
think I'll let go.
Dramatic and graphic to get my point across. But it's like, I'm serious. You want to go with the change. Don't resist it. No one's making a mistake. Life wants this change to occur. So start communicating with life instead of looking at the people around you and thinking somebody's screwing up because they're not. Okay?
Yeah.
Go to the higher self of you and really be open and receptive to be non-judgmental and trusting. All right?
Okay.
Okay, darling.
Thank you so
Enjoy
very
your ride.
Much. Aloha.
Aloha. Let's see. How much time do we have here? We have about 6 minutes. Wow. Lots of calls today. I want to thank you all for calling. If you just tuned in, you can check out my website, starofthemagi.com. You can get my book there, personal signed copy, or you can order it somewhere else. It's a hardcover, you know, full-color book for just $14.95. It has all the birthday delineations. I'm told they're the best. I'm only saying that because other people have said that to me, and I'm feeling a little spunky today on this Five of Spades day. For those of you that don't know, you can sign up for my free card of the day. I do want to tell everybody I'm going to be offering a teleseminar class on the cards pretty soon, in the next couple of months. I'm working on putting this all together right now and picking out the dates. It'll be a series of phone calls where we're all on the phone and, you know, and you'll have materials and workbook and everything. And then I also do private tutoring with the cards. I do private readings for people. And I also do private coaching with people. I have a year-long coaching program that's very powerful for aligning people with where they are right now, where they're going, and how to get there and do it, you know, on a material plane as well as inside. So it's profound. I've been doing this kind of work for over 30 years. So, okay, one last call. Who's on the phone?
My name is Sadie.
Sadie?
Yes, ma'am.
What a great name.
Thank you.
I love that name. Sadie, where are you?
I'm in Sarasota, Florida.
Florida. And when's
yeah,
your
nice
birthday?
And warm.
Huh?
Nice and warm.
Yeah. When is your birthday?
My birthday is 4/18/76.
So what age does that make you right now?
31.
31. Okay. So are you familiar with the system at all?
Not really.
Okay, so you are, your birthday is the Three of Diamonds Day. So you were born under the Three of Diamonds Day. This card, I always say to Three of Diamonds, when you were little, you must have felt like you were dropped on the wrong planet. Because nobody understands who you are.
That's true.
Yeah, and you know, your planetary ruling card, and you might want to write this down. Do you have something to write with?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so your birth card is the Three of Diamonds. Your planetary card is the Seven of Diamonds. Your spirit card is the Six of Hearts. And your soul card is the Queen of Diamonds. And if you go on my website and click on the cards in the nav bar, you'll scroll down the bottom of that page and it defines all these things for you, and then you can read about them and helps you understand yourself better. You're somebody who gives probably more than you should to other people and probably sooner than you ought to. And
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Oh, I said you are someone who probably gives more to others than you should. Puts other people before yourself.
Yes.
And you probably give to people, you know, sooner than you ought to.
Okay.
Like in relationships.
Okay.
It's really important for you to give first to yourself.
Okay.
And then to other people. I'm going to look at your yearly cards because you're very sensitive. And you are very creative. I don't know if you apply that in your life. This year, age 31, and this year is almost over, you've had cards that of accomplishment. A lot of your lessons are learned through relationships, yes?
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, those, it's really best not to take those personally because if things happen that are disappointing. The reason for this is that, you know, you're really here to learn about yourself. And so everybody else is a mirror for that to happen. And sometimes there can be disappointments in that way.
Yeah.
The year that you're going into... is a year... Are you in a relationship?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I feel like when you're 32 that your needs are going to be fulfilled more than they are now and that you're going to start feeling a call from deep inside of you to align with something that you do that's greater than what you're doing now. Are you feeling that already?
Yes, kind of.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what's going on. I'm confused with myself right now. And as far as sensitive, can you define that for me? Simply because I am very, very emotional. I take on a lot of feelings and I don't know, is that
that's
what you
exactly
mean?
What I was talking about.
Okay.
Now, unfortunately, it's 2:55 on my clock, which means I have to get off the air.
Oh, okay.
Or somebody's going to, the radio police are going to come after me.
Okay.
You might want to email me. I do personal readings. First of all, you should look up your cards, though, because by nature you are extremely sensitive, and there are ways that you can balance that energy so you feel more stable.
Yes, because I'm going to a doctor, and they put me on stuff, and it doesn't
No,
happen.
No. You need greater understanding. Why don't you contact me?
Okay.
Okay, go on my website, starofthemagi.com, okay?
Okay, I will be able to get back to that.
Okay,
on
thank you
tomorrow.
For calling me, Sadie.
Thank you very much.
Uh-huh. So I want to thank you, BJ. Thank you for your note. Awesome. You're welcome. Yes, you should get my book, of course. thank you, everyone, for listening today. And if you have any questions, contact me. I look forward to connecting with you again next week. Any topics you want me to cover, let me know. And thank you to BBS Radio for their awesome support and service to all of us. Okay? Have a wonderful week. Bye.